Look at that. There he goes. There goes the funny man. The life of the party. That's me. Me cry.
Well, a couple of nice ballads there. Funny Man from April of 63, Ray Stevens, and then from November of 60, the Prince of Pops, I guess, in the early 60s, Roy Orbison, Blue Angel. Well, guess who we have here from 1961. Linda Scott, her top-ranked song. It got to the number 3 spot in the charts, hung around 14 weeks. Remember this one? Sure you do. I've told every little star. Yes, well, okay, that's Linda Scott. Well, over the last couple of weeks, Craig and I have gotten a bunch of letters from all kinds of Cliff Richard fans, including one from Denise Magi, the president of the Cliff Richard Fan Club of Canada. It's his birthday tomorrow, the 14th. So we got a lot of stuff on Cliff, and we got a lot of hit songs and all kinds of neat stuff. And we will turn things over to the Cliff Richard fans in the next portion of the program. It's all for you. And coming up later, the top 10 from October 13th, 1959. Some requests, a country crossover segment, a lot of good stuff. So stick around. But Cliff coming up after the break here at 99.9 CKFM in Toronto.
When you come to Richard's Prime Rib, what can you expect? You can expect a fabulous cut of beef. Prime rib beef, aged in our facilities. A wonderfully endless salad bar. Impeccable service. All in a grand setting of glass, greenery, gardens, and a fountain. All in all, a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere. And an outstanding meal. Richard's. Expect the best. Richard's Prime Rib, Aaron Mills Parkway and Highway 5.
Hi, this is Dave Hodge for Ross Wemp Chevrolet. Service manager Jim Patterson has statistics which prove that next to flat tires, cooling failures are the most common cause of vehicle breakdowns. At Ross Wemp, they'll help protect your cooling system against the rigors of winter driving. They'll perform a complete flush and inspection on your cooling system for only $39.95 this month only. For fall and winter, if you want to be warm and have your engine running at the correct temperature, go where service and personal attention make the difference. Ross Wemp, Chevrolet's Rexdale Boulevard and Highway 27.
Hi, I'm Bob.
And I'm Fred. We're here to talk to you about Macintosh apples, one of the good things that grow in Ontario.
You should see the big, juicy Ontario Macintosh apple that Fred's holding in his hand. Mouth. Fred, how are you going to tell them how crisp and crunchy Ontario Macintosh apples are with your mouth full? What about that juicy, sweet Macintosh flavor? Well, what have you got to say for yourself?
Ontario Macintosh. Put the bite on one today.
Thank you.
Richard. And tomorrow's his birthday, born October 14th, 1940, in Lucknow, India. The eldest of four children, the only son of Roger and Dorothy Webb. He was christened Harry Roger Webb. That was his first record, Move It, recorded in July of 1958, released in August, and by September it was the number two song. It was around for 11 weeks. Boy, that was the start of a phenomenal career. Cliff Richard. Got a lot of letters from members of the Cliff Richard fan club, and so we're going to set aside this portion of the show to play a lot of the big records that Cliff Richard had, and this was the follow-up for the next one after Move It, Livin' Doll, from November of 59.
Got myself a-crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got a roving eye and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Well, take a look at her hair, it's real and don't believe what I say, just feel. Gonna lock her up in a trunk so no big hunk can steal her away from me. Got myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got her roving eye and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Myself a crying, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll. Got to do my best to please her just cause she's a living doll. Got her roving eye and that is why she satisfies my soul. Got the one and only walking, talking, living doll. Thank you.
of songs from Cliff Richard, The Young Ones from September 61, Livin' Doll from November of 59. As I mentioned, we got a lot of letters from Cliff Richard fans. Denise Magi is the president of the Cliff Richard Fan Club, and she says here, please play all the records for all the members of the fan club. Well, be glad to do that. Also, she says our address has changed recently. So if you want to get in touch with the Cliff Richard Fan Club of Canada, the address is Post Office Box 124, Station F, Toronto. Postal code is M4Y2L4. And Denise, D-E-N-I-S-E, Magi is the president, M-A-G-I. Okay? Post Office Box 124, Station F, Toronto, M4Y2L4, the Cliff Richard Fan Club of Canada. And they like this one.
Lips are always kissing. Lucky lips are never blue. Lucky lips will always find a pair. put our good luck charm. With lucky lips, you'll always have a baby in your arm. Oh, lucky lips are always lucky. Lucky lips are never lucky.
Lucky Lips, 1963. Cliff Richard, we're celebrating Cliff's birthday tomorrow for all his fans. In fact, we have some letters from the Francis sisters, Daisy and Desiree, and they're having a little birthday party tonight for Cliff Richard, so that's why we're doing this for the Cliff Richard fans and all the members of the Canadian Fan Club. We'll take a little break. Got some more from him coming up. Oh, sure, got more. Yes, indeed. So don't go away. This is the Daz at 99.9 CKAFM in Toronto and looking back.
You know, I used to hate driving home on rainy days. I'm running out of the car, fumbling with the garage door, running back into the car, and I'm always getting soaked. Now, then we get a Stanley automatic garage door opener. Costs a lot less than our dishwasher. It's easy to set up, and all I do is push this button, and I'm laughing at the rain. I can weather any storm. I got no reason to complain because I'm staying dry and warm. It's a Stanley automatic garage door opener. It's a nice, warm welcome home. Play it again, Stanley.
Now's the time to put a little magic in your life with a Stanley You Install garage door opener. Enter the Stanley It's Magic contest and abracadabra, you could share in over $25,000 in valuable prizes featuring a grand prize of Chrysler's sensational magic wagon or one of over 450 gift vouchers worth $15 to $500. Play it again, Stanley. Stanley really does help you do things right. Contest closes November 3rd, 1984. See the following participating stores for details.
Available at Pascal.
Walk down tree-lined streets, hear the children in the park. Country club living, minutes from the city. On the fairway there's a home, that's just your style.
Driving a little farther really pays off, because Glenway Estates and Country Club is the most successful new home value in Toronto, with large lots that back onto our own golf course, 17 different superbly designed home styles to choose from, a warranty that's twice as long as anybody else's, and Go Transit to your door.
Come on home to Glenway Estates today.
Glenway Estates and Country Club, Yonge Street at Highway 9, Newmarket. Come on home.
All around. So I
I kissed you? How did I exist until I kissed you? Never had you on my mind. Now you're there all the time. Never knew what I missed till I kissed you. I kissed you. Oh yeah. I kissed ya. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You got a way about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya.
There we go. Number five, Till I Kiss You, the Everly Brothers. The top 10 of October 13th, 1959. As I mentioned, I was working at a 250-watt station in Kitchener at the time, which I think is now, it's another, the different call letters, higher power. When I was there, you couldn't hear us not only in Waterloo, but across the street, you know. Craig, of course, in 1959 was... writing novels or something. Now, what were you doing in 59?
I was
Don't tell me. Only 10. Well, of course, I was only 10, too. You know, I mean, I was very young. The youngest news director in Canadian radio or something. Yeah, I was a news director at that station in 1959. News is not really my thing. So I'd spend most afternoons at the show, you know. Hey, there's a good John Wayne movie on. I'm going, you know. Meanwhile, half the town's on fire. Anyway, the number four song was another one of the instrumentals on the chart, and this is Sleepwalk from Santo and Johnny.
Thank you.
we go. Sleepwalk, number four. And the number three song's kind of a soft, easygoing thing, too. As a matter of fact, it was Move Along, Fleetwood's Mr. Blue.
Our guardian star lost all his glow the day that I lost you. He lost all his glitter the day you said no, and his silver turned to blue. Like him, I am doubtful that your love is true. But if you decide to call on me, ask for Mr. Blue.
Shouldn't it? Mr. Blue, how do you do? Number two. Anyway, that's number three. The number two song from October 13th, 1959 is this one from Paul Anka.
Shoulder.
rocks on my feet. We'll go to a masquerade party. Anyway, that's Paul Anka, and it's almost time for the number one song.
Yes, sir, Mr. D.
Oh, I know you can't wait for this one, boy, Wiley. You got your tin drum all set there?
Yes, sir, Mr. D.
Okay, we'll run them down here. Number 10, Poison Ivy, the Coasters. Andy Williams on Lonely Street, number 9, 8, Just Ask Your Heart, from Frankie Avalon. The Browns, the Three Bells, in the number 7 spot. 16 Beat, Sandy Nelson. The Everly Brothers, Till I Kissed You, number 5. 4 with Sleepwalk. Little bit walking in your sleep, friends, and trying to talk at the same time, much like this bit. Sleepwalk from Santo and Johnny. The Fleetwoods, Mr. Blue, was number 3. You just heard number 2 there from Paul Anka. And now, yes, indeed, number 1, October 13th, 1959, Mack the Knife from Bobby Darin.
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth, and it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, oh, where's old Maggie, babe? So there's never, never a trace of red. Now the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing light. And someone sneaking round the corner, could that someone be Mack the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight. He disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his modern cash. And now Maggie, babe, just like a snake, could it be a boy done something rash?
Bobby Darin. Well, that's the top 10, October 13th, 1959. Wiley, you just put those back in the old stolen milk carton.
And, yes, sir, Mr. D.
Take them back downstairs and store them away till the next time. Okay, will you do that? We have some requests coming up after the break. A lot of neat stuff. So stick around. It's the Daz at 99.9 CKFM in Toronto and Looking Back.
Lettuce.
Radishes.
Tomatoes.
Cucumber.
It's a major operation, creating the 55-item salad bar at Boy on the Dolphin.
Green peppers. Carrots.
What's that?
The 55-item salad bar at Boy on the Dolphin. Garden greens, sliced meats, picante garnishes, zesty dressings, and best of all, it's free with your entree. Boy on the Dolphin, famous for fresh lobster and trout, prime ribs, surf and turf, and their special house platter. Enjoy fine dining in a relaxing atmosphere at Boy and a Dolphin, where the 55-item salad bar is always free with your entree. 1911 Eglinton East at Warden, 2 miles east of the Don Valley Parkway.
That's all, folks.
Hi. Good. Driver, the backstage.
Time for requests. Got a letter back in September from Ron Keast, who lives on Canterbury Drive in St. Catharines. Sent in a long list of requests. One of them goes back to 1951, for gosh sakes. Anyway, from that, we've picked for you, Ron, Shirley and Lee, 1956, and Let the Good Times Roll. Good times roll. 1956, Shirley and Lee. A nice note from Don Dawson in Mississauga. Don listens to the show all the time. He says it's addictive. Yeah, it's like Cracker Jack. You can't just eat just one. You got to listen to the whole show. Anyway, Don's a devoted Pat Clark fanatic. Would like to hear some of her songs. And here's the one that we got for you, Donald, from 1966. Call Me.
Late, but just call me. Tell me and I'll be around. Well, it seems your friends.
Afraid for a second she wasn't going to hit that last note. It's kind of like listening to Judy Garland, you know, or watching her on old kinescopes. You're always afraid she was never going to get through the song, could never hit it. Anyway, just a little thought that flicked through my mind there like a butterfly. Got a nice letter from, now I'm not sure the last name here. It's Neurts, I think. Anyway, Linda lives on Cowling Crescent in Ajax, and there's something kind of really nice happening tonight. They're going to have a small wedding reception for Linda's mom and dad, Lois and Carl Knowles, who are getting remarried. Isn't that nice? So all the four children and some close friends and relatives will be there to help Lois and Carl have a little celebration tonight. And at that, it's really nice. I hope everything's going well for everybody and they're having a real nice time. So, Linda, thanks for the letter. And for mom and dad, here we go with the platters. The Platters, November of 1955. Only You for Lois and Carl. Okay, we have a request here for, faithful fan, record producer, all-around swell person, Craig Coyle, because he'd like to hear this odd little ditty from 1961 called All of This for Sally. It's from Mark Dinning.
Thank you. 60,000 acres of a prime beef cattle in Utah. A 30-room mansion with the servants and a chauffeur with a new car. All of this for Sally.
All of this for Sally.
Yeah, all of this for Sally.
Sally's a dog. That's what that's all about. I think she's a dog. You should see her sister. No, that's an old joke. That's Mark Denning. The guy who did Teen Angel. Can you believe that? And that's a John D. Loudermilk song. He had a knack for putting twists in records, and that's what happened there in 1961. Okay. We'll take a break and come back with Joe South from December of 1969. Walk a mile in my shoes. Here at 99.9 CKFM in Toronto and Looking Back.
The day we found our Georgian home,
the day we stepped inside,
your eyes were filled with happiness,
and your heart was filled with pride.
Pride, it's the not-so-secret ingredient in every Georgian home. The pride of a builder who won't cut corners, who makes sure the little touches you can't see are as beautifully done as those you can. And the pride you feel as the owners that you're living in comfort, style, and the prestige of a Georgian home.
In Unionville. You can see Georgian at Highway 7 in Warden. For more details on these new luxury homes, check the Saturday Star's new home section. In Unionville, there's just nothing else like a Georgian home.
Misty's, the Wednesday night sock hop that'll steam your glasses, raise your temperature, and make you break out in the jive. Wednesdays, get your rock off and let the good times roll at Misty's. The solid gold sounds of the 50s and 60s with a great new dimension video, plus super snacking at Eatings. Relive the good old sounds of the 50s and 60s Wednesdays at Misty's in the Airport Hilton Hotel, 5875 Airport Road, Mississauga.